Well, am I bugging? Because I feel like Method Man was the face of Wu-Tang.
Yeah, it depends on who you asking, because you might be bugging. Turn the lights out.
Hey, hey, yeah. Niggas ain't got no drip. Nah. All this damn ice, I'm frozen. Ice. I ain't never say no bitch. Never. No cape on, I'm awesome. Racks. I ain't had to buy this swag. Swag. MJ when I'm walking. Whoa. Niggas wanna do it like me. Me? Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing. Yes. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wait. Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing. Ay. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wait. Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
What up, it's your boy Iraq City, and I'm here with my co-host
Chris Evans. Hi guys.
And we are the Money Troll Podcast. And we got Deja Chanel here again with us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She here again with us, you know what I'm saying, for our halftime topics. Yes. Yo, let's get in on Summer Jam, yo.
Let's jump right in.
Summer Jam. So Method Man, you know what I'm saying, made a post, you know what I'm saying? First of all, Method Man performed at Summer Jam with Redman. And he made a post and basically said that he will never perform at Summer Jam ever again because it's a generational gap. If you look at the videos when he was performing,
Everybody was quiet.
Everybody in the stadium was quiet when Method Man and Redman was performing. And I'm gonna be real with you, man. Like Method Man and Redman, they some official artists, man. And I think, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the younger generation don't really know much about Method Man and Redman.
Yeah.
I think that's what the issue was. And I don't know. I just feel like he shouldn't have took it that far and said he's never gonna perform it again. He needs to make himself relevant again if he wants to continue with the, you know what I'm saying, rap music. What do y'all think?
That, and like, I feel like maybe the booking agents, like, that's their fault. Cause you should know your crowd. Like,
exactly.
I feel like, I don't know, like, Summer Jam is pretty young. What is the age limit there? Like, what's the youngest you can be to go?
Summer Jam?
Not sure, actually.
Man, that's a good question.
Yeah, because if you think about it, it's like, that's a public show.
Crowd.
Yeah, so it's like, all the young lit people want to go there because a majority of the artists on the lineup are new artists that are like young and lit. So
I'm pretty sure you got to be 18 to go there.
Okay. Yeah, because I went when I was in college.
Yeah,
so
you got to be 18.
You don't have to be 21.
Nah, you definitely don't.
So it's like realistically, like not for nothing, obviously he's a legend, but like no, they don't care about Method Man.
How many 18-year-olds think know about Method Man? Know who Method Man is?
Unless their parents are like fans and like they was listening to them,
exactly.
Probably none of them, you know, like. Unless they do their research on like their music, and
but you know it's funny. I feel like they would know about Wu-Tang,
yeah,
which is wild.
Cause that's
and
like
that's
more
because
famous,
more
yeah.
famous, more like traction. How they had the Hulu special and all those things. So like everybody knows Wu-Tang. You know what I mean?
Well, that's am
like
I bugging? Name. Because I feel like Method Man was the face of Wu-Tang.
Yeah. It depends on who you asking, because you might be bugging. I love Method Man. You know, you got the RZA, the GZA. I'm not going to act like I know all of them, but ODB was huge.
Yeah, ODB was fire. But
that probably was the
first. So if you listen to their story, Method Man was the first one to blow up.
He was the star. Yeah,
he was the star.
Sure.
Method Man was the star, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was the one working with all the, you know what I'm saying? He started working with R&B artists, the top R&B artists.
Yeah.
This is before ODB.
When I say star, I'm really talking crossover, like he started making the moves, but ODB was like the real core of Wu-Tang. When you think Wu-Tang, you think ODB though. So
facts.
It's like those are the things, and then when you think RZA, you think the visionary. So
facts.
It's like everybody played their role, you know?
Nah, you're right. You're definitely right.
Yeah. But that's crazy though. I feel like also, I don't want to say relevant is the word for Method Man, because he is relevant, just not to them. I think that's the easy fix. It's as simple as, you know, making a record that, you know, spans that generation, that fills that gap.
Rebrand.
Or just rebranding it, you know, doing a TikTok reboot or something.
Yeah.
That was the easy fix for him.
Because if you think about it, it's like, okay, yeah, you're known. Everybody knows who you are, and everybody knows Wu-Tang and Method Man, but who knows your music right now?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that's the part. That's like, obviously, I'm going to be standing there if I don't know somebody's music too. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
That's what they do to me.
I think this generation know more about Method Man being on Power.
Yes.
That's who they see Method Man as, you know what I'm saying? So they
feel like I agree with you. I feel like, I mean, as Method Man, I'm sure he's performed on so many stages. So if he wants to say he doesn't want to perform at a stage, who am I to tell? He's a GOAT. But I just feel like at the end of the day, I don't think it was like the music is whack or we don't want to connect with you. I think it was just more so like, I just listened to all these other artists today and then remind me again. You know what I mean? So if he just did that, I feel like did a little bit more work going into it, it would have been a different performance.
Facts.
Yeah.
So let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think the state of Summer Jam is in right now? Do y'all think it's what it used to be?
Full transparency. I did not know Summer Jam was this past weekend. Just be honest. That could be me. That could be a Chris Evans thing. I don't know. But I will just say, as a person that really invests her time into music and knowing like what's going on with music, for me to not really know is kind of crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, I only knew because Legacy went. Yeah. And he told me it was on Sunday, but like, I don't know. And then even with the videos, I didn't see any videos of like, you know, like replay, like, oh, this performance or this happened at Summer Jam. Like, I didn't see any of that. So
can I tell y'all, back in the day, like, when I was a teenager, Summer Jam used to be the biggest thing ever, son.
Yes.
Like, it was the biggest thing ever in New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was talked about everywhere. Everybody wanted to go.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Can I chime in for a second? You know what I think also? Now, there are so many artists. Like, I feel like back then, there was like select artists that were like, oh my God, I really want to hear this person. Mm-hmm. I feel like nowadays, like, everybody does music and everybody's kind of getting like a chance. Mm-hmm. Or like, not everybody, but there's like so many people with like the same sound that are like on the stage and stuff. So it's kind of like, all right, what makes you different? Like, we're all kind of hearing the same shit. So it's like, maybe that's why too. It's not like somebody, you're going there for like somebody specific. Like, oh my God, I really want to see this person. Like,
That's a good point.
Yeah, like, who's really putting on a performance for you, for real?
That's a fact.
You really are going for the buffet, for real. Like, yeah, you're not really going for that one plate or that one dish.
You're just going because it's something to do. Like, it's lit, it's cool. Yeah. Like, that's a vibey day.
Yeah.
But it's like, who you really going to see? I don't know. I'm just going to Summer Jam.
I didn't even know. Yo, bro, I didn't even know the catalog of who was performing at Summer Jam.
Literally.
Like, usually they'll tell you everybody that's performing at Summer Jam.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, like, who's everybody that was performing.
You know what else I'm realizing, too? I haven't been on the radio. I haven't been listening to the radio that much.
Yeah, nobody really listens to the radio.
But that's where I would hear all my Summer Jam updates.
Facts. Yeah, you right.
You know what I mean? Sexy Red. All these people, they tell me. And I have not been tuned in.
And you know why? You know what else why? You know what I'm saying? Why you didn't hear about it?
What?
The only people that was promoting Summer Jam was Hot 97 on Instagram. And nobody else besides Hot 97's Instagram was promoting Summer Jam. I didn't see anybody else promoting Summer Jam.
They must not have cut them promo checks.
Yeah, they wasn't.
I didn't see any artists.
There was no promotion.
Maybe this year they wanted to just recoup all their money. And like, they didn't want to do no promo. They didn't want to pay nobody to do anything for them. And they just wanted to keep all the money that they received from tickets.
Yo.
And that was it.
Yo, Legacy. Was it packed when you went? Yeah. It was crazy?
What was it? It was good.
So then that just means...
Yeah.
The show wasn't good, but the seats were packed. Filled.
See, because it was packed because it was Summer Jam. Like I said, like, people just... That's a vibey thing to do. Like,
yeah.
But it's like, who's really going there to like see somebody specific, for real?
That's a fact.
I'm definitely going to lean in more into this because I want to know what happened. Like, what was the disconnect? I want to know what that was.
Word.
But yeah.
So, y'all, we got Cardi B and Bia. You know what I'm saying? Beefing, right?
Who's beefing over?
Yo, I don't know.
Bia.
I don't know. I'm going to be real with you. I just didn't want to go into details with this. All I did was I listened to Bia's record. Yo, I'm going to let y'all
hear. First of all, I love Bia.
I hear you. Yo, so let me
finish my disclaimer.
Go ahead.
I love Bia and I like Cardi. I love Cardi too. Like, both of them are super talented. So, but I really rock with Bia. I think she's raw. I haven't heard this record though, so let's see.
You sure? Bitch inside my house. Your money long, you split that. Your nigga saying that's ours. Put her ass in the ground till she had to give me my flowers. I was up in the Bronx and they said I'm good in the towers. Put that shit on God that you ain't change your face to mine. I'll get on your ass so I don't have to waste no time. Say you love yourself, but you won't put that on your kids. All that surgery and how your body looks so mid. Thought your ass was for the culture. You just trying to ride the wave. You should be home with.
But your kids, cause bitch, you speak like second grade. Now these bitches getting brave. Heard this whole dude Brujeria wrote this shit after I prayed. Someone go and call a party, cause we gon' bake her ass a cake. Got a dark soul, got a bright future. I'ma let her know. I'm a sharpshooter. You ain't nothing but a fuck girl. I see right through you. You ain't nothing but a fuck girl. I see right through you.
What's the problem? I mean, she said
that wave culture line was hard. Outside of
yo, first of
she
all,
said, thought your ass was for the culture. You just trying to ride the wave. Came at both of her kids in one bar. That was fire. Everything else, don't know. Lost.
She said something about Offset though, about sharing money.
Yeah, that bar was hard. Ours. I ain't gonna lie.
That was hard.
She said, thought your ass was for the culture. You just trying to ride the
that,
wave.
That, okay, that was hard.
That's
why. I want to know why.
Why what?
I need to know why.
Why that verse was
why
was
did hard? She do that?
Yeah, but the record, I feel what she's saying. Bia, girl, you got me looking crazy up here. Yo, no, that all, was not the record.
First of all, the hook was trash. That hook was trash,
yo,
bro.
I can't even say that when he doing all this. I can't yo. Even defend you. Girl, what the yo. Hell was that?
That shit was trash, bro.
What's the problem?
It was definitely trash. I'm disappointed.
I need to know the context.
She said, yo, she said you talk like you in second grade.
No, it was the put you on the ground. Now you got to give me the flower.
Yeah, what are you talking about,
Bia,
bro?
That's not even you, girl. That's you. I know you. You're a dope ass.
Wait, hold on. You listen to Bia?
I listen to Bia.
I don't listen to her.
Yeah, no, she's tough. I really do.
You know about Bia, too?
Yeah.
I don't listen to her, man. I thought she was just a stripper or something.
What? Nah, Bia could rap.
Nah, oh, Bia she, really could rap.
What was she? Wasn't she a stripper or a bottle girl?
You just assume everybody was a stripper.
I don't know. I just thought she was a stripper.
I don't think that's her past at all, actually.
No? Oh, I apologize, but... Yeah, I don't know, man.
Nah, lean into some. You would rock with Bia. You would like her.
She sound like she rap like Ruby Rose, bro.
Nah, Bia could rap.
Nah, she
I think,
nice.
I think Bia could rap.
You think she could spit?
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how Cardi gonna come back.
Yeah,
that's
but why?
Fun.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
What's
Cardi,
the, that's
Cardi,
the question.
Cardi's not coming back
what
with
happened?
This record.
But what happened?
What's the issue?
Yo, can I...
You know what
why? I don't know. You just look it up. I think she said something. I don't know what happened. I think she said something about... She said something about what's name Offset, you know what I'm saying, sleeping with another bitch in the house or something. I don't know, some crazy shit. I don't get it, bro. I don't even know why they beefing.
Yeah.
Well, I think Cardi copied her. Cardi copied her or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what they. I keep reading about something that Cardi copied her or something, copied her style. Yeah. Or something. It was crazy. I don't know.
I hate when women fight with each other.
Because you like it better when men fight.
I don't like when men fight.
They men
when
is worse.
When did I say that?
No, I'm asking you.
I said I wanted J. Cole. I agreed with J. Cole pulling out because I feel like
pause.
That was
first of all, pause.
All right, I'm a female.
All right, yo, go ahead. Finish.
I feel like nah. I don't like when anybody. That's why I was arguing with somebody on the internet over J. Cole because I just feel like why are you doing that?
What? Yo, you know how many times yo we had shows talking about Drake. And I'll put a post up. You know how many people I argue with about Drake? You know how many people disrespect me because of Drake, bro? I can show you the comments. Like, I was disrespected mad times because of Drake, bro.
Welcome back to the Money Trail Podcast. This episode is sponsored by Ramez Studios. If you're looking for a recording studio, a podcast studio,
photo and video studio, and event space, this is the studio you need to come to.
Book Ramez for your next creative project.
I need to know the context and know why she went that crazy.
Yeah,
really do. Cause she talking about kids.
Yeah, she
disrespected. She didn't even waste any time.
You disrespected kids.
It has to be crazy because it's like, why are you? I never heard her do that before.
Me
you know
neither.
So it's like
she really seems like an unproblematic
AI?
Girl, right?
Is it?
That's a good question.
Like what?
Yeah, I don't know why she did that.
We going
crazy.
See. I think Cardi going definitely come back though.
I feel like maybe Cardi wouldn't only because then she feel like it's gonna make Bia more lit too by doing that. Mm. If Cardi come back. It would probably blow up, you know?
True.
Yeah, you say if Cardi comes back. I don't think Cardi is going to respond as far as with music. But she definitely did respond back. You know what I'm saying? On live. Yeah, she responded back socially. I'm trying to actually find it right now.
Fans be badging me and be dragging me because they don't like when I address things. They don't like when I address things. They don't like when, like, people that, like, are down here. They don't like when people that are down here start with me. They don't like when I respond to them. But sometimes it's like, bitches will pick, pick, pick until you bite their finger off. And I'm going to talk to you guys about this little situation about me and this girl. So let me tell you about this situation about me and this girl, right? So I put this record out, right? I put this record, like what, right? Sampling the Missy Elliott beat. And this girl on Twitter, she subbed me. She threw me a little sub on Twitter and everything. And I ignored it because it's a sub with no name. So it's like, I'm just going to ignore you. I don't know why she would be upset about that because so many people have sampled that beat. Flo Milli, the guy, some shit like that. He sampled the beat. But you know, the girl subbed me because she think that I probably copied her because
she thinks whatever she's talking about on that beat is about
that's why I put her on my Instagram channel.
What?
The day that I did the song. I did the song last year. Early. Alright, whatever. I ignored that, right? Then the second time that she subbed me, she subbed me, but my name was included in it. I don't know if somebody tagged me and she responded to it. Now that my name is in it, now you addressing me.
Does she have a bell nearby?
She's not a sub. I'm gonna address you. So I got her number. And I called her, right? I called her and I recorded it because you just never know with these hoes. I recorded it. And I'm not even gonna lie, the conversation started very nasty. It started very nasty, very aggressive. I was coming at her and she was coming at me. But then I called her back because I'm lying. I got the whole conversation. I could put the whole 35 minutes up. Like, I had the whole conversation. Because you saying that I'm copying you. And also, this is my thing though, right?
Yeah.
No, this is my
thing. The conversation started real nasty, right? It started real nasty.
And then I called her back because I'm so appalled at the fact that she thinks that I'm copying her or that I'm stealing from her.
All right, let's go forward. So
yeah, that's drained. I just got tired.
Yeah, Cardi, man, you wasn't saying that. It took you mad long to get the shit out, man.
Yeah.
This shit is wild, man.
Okay.
Legacy over there.
Fuck, out. Man.
We gotta wake up Legacy. Get like, shit, come on.
Talking right, like so she in the second grade, man.
They had the same sample.
Yeah.
Bia felt like she was stealing whatever song she did, and she felt a way about it, so she subbed her instead of addressing her and then put out a diss track.
Corny. That's the most corniest shit ever, son.
How would you do that?
I don't get it.
Especially when it comes to a sample, like, first of all, someone else had to clear that.
Yeah,
and if they cleared
that,
that has nothing to do with you. That's why it's a
sample. And, like, 9 times out of 10, like, Cardi probably picked it, but at the same time, it's like, they had to bring that to her.
Yeah, they brought
it
to her.
Oh, this is the record. This is your next single. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's how labels work. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like that was her trying to be messy. Maybe she didn't even hear the song. Like, what if she didn't even hear the song for real? I don't know. I just
even
feel like
if she was trying to be messy, I just feel like, what can, like,
why you don't hit her up then?
Right.
I don't know. That's how I feel.
Bia, man. Bia, that wasn't a good move.
That wasn't very women empowerment of you.
Yeah, that was kind of corny. I'm going to be real with you, shorty. Like, you was corny for that.
And you mad talented. You don't have to worry about that record. You got records to do. Man. So
I don't know about talent, but
I said that you're mad talented because I have the air. I know that you're talented. You might as well just go ahead and make the next record.
Chris likes you.
That one. Yeah, I do like her.
Chris likes you.
Nah, I fuck with Bia too. Honestly, I don't really fuck with
Deja
a lot
likes
of
you.
Rap girls.
That's
I feel
what
like
I'm
she
saying.
Come, she does. I like her
she
flow.
Has, yeah.
Bia, I think you. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't think she got talent. I'm sorry, bro. You pretty, but I don't think you got talent.
I will never be mad at you because you just, look, you telling the truth. That's how you feel. I'm not mad
she
at that.
Pretty, you pretty as hell. Like, you gorgeous. But as far as, like, as far as talented, bro, I haven't even heard your name in the top 10, shorty. Like, God damn, son. That's
crazy to me.
Okay. Cardi B better than you, and they write all her shit.
Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being real. That's real shit. Don't be easy on Bia, y'all. Don't do that.
Nah, for real. Deja. I really feel strongly about bitches who cannot rap. I swear to God. She could dead ass rap. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, she could, and she could make a song. Like, fuck rap. Like, she could make a song. Like, you have to listen to her catalog.
I'm about to listen to catalog right now. I'm gonna put it on the spot. I think
she's talking about the record "I'm That Bitch."
No,
the record that also has that missing sample.
So.
I did hear that song. I'm That Bitch.
Is it?
Oh yeah, that's Bia shit.
Is it hot or not?
She made that song. You definitely heard one of her songs. That one of her songs was definitely going crazy at one point. Come on. A whole lot of money song.
The way I left that shit on red, he don't exist. Like,
hold on, this beat right here, right?
That's it. Hey.
It's the only song. Soon as you see me, I'm up, but I'm gone. I'm really living this shit in my songs. Glock in my bag and it don't got a safety. I made the money, I don't let it make me. Shout out Diana, she raised me. I'm with my member, he rocking the Paisley. It's word of mool, I can't face me. I'd rather she before he drive me crazy. I'm that bitch. I'm in the guns if they come with a switch.
I don't like this song.
That shit was trash, bro. Yo. Yo, wait, what?
I don't know. All right.
Chris. You're a writer. You're a talented writer. You like that?
I'm not really a fan of that. I never heard that song. I'm not gonna lie.
I like it.
There's certain songs I like by her.
Yo, Legacy.
I feel like she should stay in this lane.
Hold on. I need a man. Yo, Legacy. Pause. But yo, I need Legacy. What you think about that, man? It wasn't it, man. Damn, that's crazy. Chris, come on, son. She ain't it, Chris. Flo Milli? Yeah, I fuck with Flo Milli. Flo Milli. Shout out to Flo Milli.
Hey, right, how did Flo Milli? You just picking up random people. Right,
like, yeah, Cardi B, shout out to Cardi, even though she don't write her shit. Cardi, shout out to Cardi.
I like Cardi. I like
Nicki, the queen. Shout out to Nicki Minaj.
Shout out to Nicki Minaj.
I'm shouting out all the top females right now. Ice Spice over Bia. Shout out Ice Spice.
The fuck? The repo. Okay, listen. Okay, I like Ice Spice. You gonna say Ice Spice over Bia?
Yes.
If it's preference, okay. I'm not mad. I wouldn't be mad if somebody said that. Because I'd be like, did you even hear Bia? Like,
nigga, Saweetie over Bia.
You really talking.
Saweetie got a hit record right now.
That Nani song goes so crazy.
You like it.
I like it.
See, what I'm talking about.
Cute. Wait, what song was that?
Nani.
Bia, she baby, come out with a hit record. Before you... She did? What?
Whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
Barbia, that the queen hopped on.
Oh, that's Bia?
Yes. Yo, now he about to switch
sides. Oh, now? Okay.
Hold on.
Nicki don't know what she's talking about
hold
either.
Hold on.
He said that, Nick. I didn't say none of that. Hold on. I guess Nicki Minaj don't know music. Next topic.
Hold on. What is this? What's the name of this song?
Whole lot of money.
You're
crazy. It's a whole lot of money. That's Bia. What happened?
Okay. All right, that's one. All right, Bia, you got one. All right, put on
Besito. She got it.
Now we can't play all these songs. All
right, but they
gonna mute our. They gonna mute our shit.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, you know, she literally could rap. If we're talking about rap, she could rap and she can make a song. Okay. I don't care what y'all talking about.
I never gave her a chance, so. Maybe I'll give her a chance after this show.
Okay.
All right.
Fair.
Yeah, shout out to Chef G and Sleepy Hollow. You know what I'm saying? As we all know, they was at the rally with Donald Trump in the Bronx. And damn, they went on stage. You know what I'm saying? They said some good things about Trump. And Sleepy Hollow, you know what I'm saying, said the number one thing, make America great again.
Bruh.
A lot of I'm gonna be real with you. A lot of people feel some type of way.
He just
I don't know if y'all know, you know what I'm saying, Ebro and Rosenberg were Hot 97.
Mm-hmm.
They not Ebro, but Rosenberg was basically saying that Sleepy Hollow and Chef G should not be able to come to Summer Jam because of that incident, what they did.
They didn't go to Summer Jam.
Oh, they didn't?
Right?
Oh, shit.
Nah, they did. They wasn't allowed to go to Summer Jam, I don't think. They was like
banned. They really banned them?
Yeah.
Oh, he really pulled it off?
Yeah.
It really pulled off?
Yeah, you didn't see Sleepy posted a, I mean, Chef G posted a picture. He was like, it was a funny ass picture he posted. He was like, when they don't allow you to perform at Summer Jam. Yeah, they dead ass.
I mean,
I'm not taking no political stances out here because I don't even need that smoke.
I ain't saying nothing.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't even. Please miss me. But what I will say is, like, let this be a lesson to people. Like, this is real. Y'all, there's certain levels. I'm not even trying to get super deep, but there's certain levels to life, bro. Music, entertainment, that's one level. When you start talking about who's going to be the leader of the free world, that's a whole different level. And if that's not your lane, stay in your lane. Because all of a sudden now, you can't pick up your check from the show that you were supposed to do because you want to
talk about
be at rallies. Like, I really hope you really feel that way.
He's probably just trying to get pardoned.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Pardon from what? I don't know his criminal.
You know, he just got home. So.
Okay.
Ain't he out on bail?
What you say?
Ain't he out on bail?
Yeah, so he probably just trying to get, like, you know, like, them try to clear it or whatever so he don't got to go back to jail. But it's like...
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
That shit is wild.
Yeah.
He took the post down.
What?
Chef G.
Are you talking about when he did this?
Nah.
One thing I want to say. One thing I want to say. They always going to whisper your accomplishments and shout your failures. Trump going to shout the wins for all of us.
Wait, he's really trolling. That's the funny part. Like, he's really trolling.
Make America great again.
He's trolling, but, like, literally, you know, people, because you have influence. So it's like, at the end of the day, now people who don't know you're trolling, they're going to go and follow that
what
man,
you're saying.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, bro, he's literally doing it to be funny.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But Trump is making him do that because he knows he has influence over the black community. So.
Yeah, that's a fact. I definitely think he's trolling and also, you know what I'm saying, his situation. I think he's using that to his advantage. So people got to remember that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really think he's on Trump's side. He's just using it to his advantage. That's what you do. I mean, I don't agree. Would I do it? Nah, I'm not being seen with Donald Trump, but...
Some may say that's a sellout.
Yeah, some may say, yeah, you're right. But yo, Meek Mills, man. Meek Mills fucking up again. Meek Mills, so Meek Mills...
Yeah, why y'all be putting the S at the end of his name?
Meek Mill.
Yo.
First of all, pause. Yo, Meek Mill.
Meek Mill.
Yeah, I said Meek Mills. Yo, that shit sound crazy, bro.
Wow.
Like, what are you doing?
Yo, Meek Mill, right? He wrote the weirdest shit on
you're
me.
You're surprised? What else? What you said?
Yo, the nigga says... Today I seen Biggie in the casket and I stayed at the picture for 30 minutes.
Yo. Like he seen
He said he saw, he said,
oh,
he wrote this.
Somebody showed him a picture of that.
Yeah, how the fuck he get a picture?
Probably somebody took a picture and they had like a real copy of it.
Who's that somebody?
We don't know.
Diddy.
Diddy's not locked up.
No, Diddy ain't locked up, nigga. Yo, so yo,
this is wild. This whole segment.
Yo, y'all, look,
Diddy need jail.
Yo, like, bro, if y'all look at the comments is wild, bro.
I love Meek Mill, so, yo. I love Meek Mill. What is going
but
on?
But why would he post that?
Yeah, he definitely.
Why would he post this, bro?
Like, what's wrong with him?
I don't know.
What drug is that?
Yo, somebody wrote, bro. Yo, bro, somebody wrote in the comments, get out of Diddy's nightstand. What?
Yo, his nightstand is crazy.
Yo.
He's on some Jeffrey Dahmer shit. And you probably got...
Nigga, somebody else wrote, I could see him and Diddy going through a photo album in bed together. Yo, what is going on?
But who got the arm around who? You think Meek got the... Diddy definitely got his arm around
crazy.
Meek.
I can't be part of this conversation.
Diddy the man of that shit. He's
Diddy, the dominant one?
Diddy holding him. You heard? Pause.
Meek, why are you letting these people play with you?
Yo, look, he keep digging himself a grave, bro.
But this
Meek
is what Mills. I'm about to say. They're, like, sometimes you gotta really go at them, Meek. I know you like too good for
but
it.
Is
you
he above trolling it, but or is he dead ass?
Why you is he keep Meek putting himself in position?
I don't think he's putting himself. I think that's him.
I think he be in his own world.
Nah, Meek never did this. He never did this. Meek was one of my
that's
favorite
what I'm
rappers.
Saying. What drug is that, bro? What drug is that? He's doing something. to tweak like that. Like, that's not something that you just wake up and say, hey, today I'm gonna do this. Something's going on. Something's happening.
Something's going on, bro. That shit is wild, bro.
Something is happening to him. Some shit.
Like, soon as everybody starts to forget about all the allegations with him messing with Diddy, yo, he does something else, bro. Yeah. That picks everything.
Nobody can't even. I can't even say nothing because it's true. He definitely does do that.
Yo, why you keep doing this, bro?
I don't know why he does that.
Yo, this nigga is crazy.
Wait, forgot.
Stop doing that, Meek. Stop.
Meek, stop. Stop, bro. Stop, bro.
Meek Mills.
What's the last thing that he just dropped?
Yo, he dropped some fire.
You don't even remember.
Was it Heathenism? No, it wasn't Heathenism. Meek Millie. Jump right back on that road with Fabi.
Yeah, shit fire. Nigga dropping some fire, son. But he's fucking up.
Nah, he's still that guy. Let's stick to the music.
Yo, he was one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah, but he always, if you look back at like old pictures of him on Twitter, like he always been a weird guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's just like weird. That's probably just who he is.
That's true.
And it's just like, I don't know. I don't agree with it.
That's a fact, man.
That's true.
But yo, Meek, yo, stop, man. Stop this shit, man.
Mr. Mills,
stop it, man. But y'all already know what it is, man. Yo, it's the Money Trail Podcast, bro. Yeah.
Insane money music.